Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
1 week ago today, the World Health Assembly met, and the leader of the World Health Organization, the Director General, Tedros, began with a startling message. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's been encouraging after, what, 2-3 years of talking about the WHO. It seemed like we were kind of the lone ranger during the first health assembly that happened a year ago, as far as getting people on board, speaking about this, realizing the danger of giving over America's sovereignty. Well, finally, this year, we've had a lot more people, including elected officials, come on board speaking against what Biden wants to do.
Yeah, and I'll talk about what happened during the opening moments of the World Health Assembly with the statement of the Director General Tedros in just a minute. But we began messaging on this 3 years ago. This is actually the third World Health Assembly. We actually pushed back against the World Health Assembly attempt to pass the pandemic treaty and the amendments to the International Health Regulation in 2023 and in 2022. So this is now the third World Health Assembly meeting. We've been messaging on this for 3 years, since 2022. Yeah. We have historically during that time, for most of it, been a voice crying in the wilderness.
Kind of like the lone Chicken Little running around. The sky is falling and no one else really paying attention.
And
until
I know some
now.
People, for example, that receive our emails, Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, sometimes they would share them with members of Congress. Sometimes they would share them with family or friends, and they would get pushback.
Well, you know, I sent an email a year ago to all the legislators about this, and they're like, oh, no big deal. Don't worry.
Well, there's a lot that's happened. We're going to tell a little bit about what's happened. And just this past Saturday, the World Health Assembly concluded on June 1. It started on Monday, a week ago today. And during the opening session, Director General Tedros had hoped that this would be a time to celebrate the consensus and a final vote for the pandemic agreement, pandemic treaty, as it's also called. There are two different tracks that the WHO is and has been pursuing. One is a new pandemic treaty, which they call a pandemic agreement. And the second is 300-plus amendments to the current International Health Regulations, the IHR. So they wanted to amend those. 300-plus amendments were proposed to those, and then they wanted to create a brand new pandemic treaty or pandemic agreement, as they sometimes called it. And those are two tracks moving forward simultaneously. Either one of those passing would be devastating. Both of them passing would be catastrophic.
And of course, we've talked about, you know, Biden has been chomping at the bit to hand over America's sovereignty. But fortunately, praise God, before they met on May 27th, we had, for example, 24 Republican governors sent a letter to him, said, no, we are not in favor of you handing over our sovereignty regarding this so-called treaty and these amendments. Then before that, we had 22 state attorneys general also sending a letter to him saying, no, we do not agree with this. We want to withdraw our support from this. And then also we've had other countries come alongside, for example, the United Kingdom and 15 other nations said, no, we have concerns. We don't want to really be a part of this.
Yeah. In addition to the UK and 15 other nations, you had members of parliament from Australia and Israel. They publicly opposed the WHO because of concerns that it would interfere with their sovereignty. We also had 49 U.S. senators and the Republican senators, United States senators, sign an open letter saying no to the WHO. We have 60-plus members of the House signing on to various kinds of legislation to oppose the WHO. We have Louisiana and Alabama passing legislation opposing the WHO. We now have the Georgia Republican Party issuing a statement by letter opposing the WHO. We have other states building. we had a Representative Chris Smith, who chairs one of the committees in Congress and is also a senior member on another committee that deals with these international issues. And he then drafted a letter as chairman of his committee and personally hand-delivered it to Tedros at the opening session at the World Health Assembly. And so what happened is Tedros said these stunning words that there was no consensus. They had not yet reached consensus on the pandemic agreement. He goes on to say that they started this several years ago because of COVID to protect global humanity, that it is still necessary to get a pandemic agreement. They had hoped that they would be able to pass it during this World Health Assembly, the 77th meeting of the WHA. They did not open up with that opportunity to do so. However, even though that is wonderful, it is incredibly positive news. And mm-hmm. we just thank the Lord for that.
Yes.
Because, again, 3 years ago, we were a voice crying in the wilderness by ourselves. And there has been this huge momentum, both in the United States and around the world, to finally wake up to the threats of the WHO, to the individual national sovereignty of the different member nations.
Well, you know, COVID, I think, was a test drive, Matt, as we've both talked about before. It was a test drive. This whole thing has nothing to do with health. It has to do with their control. These globalists want control over all these countries, including America. So that was a test drive to show, okay, we can throw this out here with this so-called virus and these shots and all that and see how much compliance we can get.
That's right. And they're still using COVID as the basis for why they need to move forward. So on the one hand, we just thank the Lord. We mm-hmm. thank you, because we have sent out emails, lots and lots of emails. In fact, we were just counting emails, probably close to 300 emails we have sent out in 3 years on this very issue. Direct mail. We've done radio. We've done television. We've done all kinds of other communications and social media, lots and lots of communications. So I know many of you say, well, you've said that before. Why should I act again? But you all did that. So mm-hmm. I want to thank you for your faithfulness, because without you, we could not have made this huge development happen. And we're thankful to the Lord for this happening. However,
yes.
Let me just say this. It's not over by any means. They have been working on this globally for many, many years. This is not something new. COVID was an excuse that allowed them to rapidly move forward with this. They got very, very close to passing a pandemic agreement. They're not giving up. Again, remember I said they have two tracks. One is the pandemic agreement. They didn't get consensus on that. The other is the amendments to the international health regulations. They are still pushing that. And they're also pushing what they call the One Health, where they want to have the globalized, socialized medicine that is funded and paid for by the various member nations like the United States of America. And of course, Joe Biden is passing out blank checks saying that he will underwrite whatever it is that's necessary. So he is still pushing forward to have some kind of global control. Remember, he tried to implement a lot of what the WHO did in the United States, and he lost time and time again in the American courts. Now, if he were to take this out of the American courts, put it in an international court in Geneva or at The Hague, then we wouldn't have our constitutional rights to rely upon. We wouldn't have the American courts and the judicial system. We'd have an international body that is hostile to America, hostile to our values. And then what he attempted to do, what the WHO wants to do, what the globalists want to do, to lock down people, to restrict what you can eat, to force you to eat bugs, you know. And you think, you know, that's kind of a hyperbole. Well, you know, we just actually passed, by the way, kind of a footnote here, a law in Florida, no synthetically lab-grown meat. Hmm. The WHO wants to have synthetically lab-grown meat. They want to eliminate beef and other kinds of animals. Now, I know for the vegetarians out there, you'll applaud all that, and Holly's one of those. But you know, the fact is, synthetic lab-grown food incredibly terrible.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Bill Gates, the latest thing, he's working with mosquitoes. And so what are you brewing up for that?
But, you know, this is the WHO. They want to control what you put in your body, the vaccines, the medications, the kind of treatments, the kind of food. They want to eliminate what you drive. They want to control where you work, where you go to school, how you can travel. All of that is not going away, people. So,
and they can designate healthcare as many things, including abortion.
Yeah, including abortion, LGBTQ, anything comes underneath that. So, so far, good movement. So far, good activity and good development, but we're not done. We have to make sure Congress finishes the job and stops the WHO permanently. For more information, go to lc.org/WHO.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.